Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, March 12, 2025. Have your host, James, here. And we're joined right now by our friends from Encourage. First off, I want to introduce them. Kim Shields is with us, Donor Service Manager. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you.
Kim, you brought in the new friend.
I did.
Yeah, we have Linda Schill with us, Encourage's new co-director. Linda, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's great to meet you. Great to have you in here. We appreciate the time. And Kim, I wanted to just certainly give a moment here to let Linda introduce herself to the audience, to the community.
Please. Sure. So it's somewhat of a welcome back to Encourage for those that have known the Encourage team for quite some time. I actually just left Encourage 8 years ago. So I was employed there from 2007 through 2017. And held a few different roles, but right before I left, I was cutting my teeth at that time in the area of donor services under the expertise of Mary Wirtz, who many in our community would recognize that name. She's the best in the business.
Absolutely.
So I was very lucky to learn from her, and in 2017, had the opportunity to take what I learned to my alma mater, which is the Assumption Catholic School System. So I took on a role there in the advancement arena as well, donor relations, working with the strong alumni base of that school system. And in my time there, was able to see my three daughters graduate on the same stage that I did many, many, many years earlier.
That's
so
amazing.
That was really a great connection for me. And then in 2022, stepped a little bit outside of my comfort zone and took a role with Monk Botanical Gardens of Wausau, which many people in our community are not even aware that Monk Botanical Gardens exists. So here's a little plug for the gardens. I encourage all the listeners to head up there and and visit the gardens. It's really beautiful and a unique place.
It's such a cool place, and it's not that far from
here,
and everything. It's right over there. It's such an easy, and it's such worth the trip. It's a great place. That's a great
asset.
Reference.
Yeah, absolutely. So Betsy and I had coffee a few months ago, and it was as if, you know, she was speaking to my heart, just come back to your hometown and rejoin the team at Encourage. And I feel really lucky to be connecting with the residents again, exploring the possibilities of how philanthropy and the creative ideas of our awesome residents can be put to work to address needs in our community and to explore new ideas to make this an even better place to live. So glad to be back.
It is great to have you back, a part of the team, a part of the town, and a part of our community and all that. That's fantastic. And thank you for sharing that, Linda. I appreciate it. Great to meet you. Great to hear that. Kim, I did want to make take a moment to get a little bit of an update on scholarships and give people an update on that.
Sure. So scholarship review is in full swing right now. So it's a very exciting time and a very busy time. So I know that a lot of the listeners kind of like to have a quick status update. So in process, stay tuned. We're still on schedule, which is great. So planning for awards to be made in May. So not too far away, just around the corner. And I did want to share kind of an update on some of the grants that we've made recently. So if people are following our social media accounts, either on Facebook or Instagram, I did note include some information about all the distributions that we had made. And these were from those designated funds that I talked about last time, where donors have a passion for a specific organization or an interest area. And so nearly $252,000 in grants were awarded to organizations throughout our community. So it's such an incredible impact that these donors have and foresight to be able to support those organizations and their work long term, which is wonderful. So just a quick shout out for that. When we're talking about residents and their great ideas, we had the Beer and Firefighters Association interested in purchasing a rescue boat. We had provided a matching grant, and I just received word today that the match was met. So
right.
I don't need to make a ploy for, you know, a call out to receive,
that's awesome.
Send in donations, which is awesome. And then River Riders Bike Share, which is a wonderful program in our community. We had actually started, we're a part of the incubation for that program. So it's great to see it still in action. And a $2,500 grant was recently awarded for that. And then when we're looking at our guests with us on air today. We're so excited that our What If Rudolph Area Progress Fund Committee had awarded a grant to support the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival.
Mm-hmm. And we thank you for that.
Yes, we're so pleased to be able to support. And that was in the amount of $2,500. And we had actually supported that in the beginning as well. There was a grant back in 2009 and 2010. Mm-hmm. So it's so wonderful to see this in action.
Before we dive into this and get into it with Casey and Elizabeth here in a second, I do want to remind everybody, if you have questions about those scholarships, these grants, any of these conversations we're having with Linda and Kim, reach out to the gang. They want to answer those questions. There are no silly questions. There are no things. Well, do they have a grant for this? Mm-hmm. They might. They got
exactly,
a lot of grants
right.
out there, everybody. Yes. I'm even surprised by that, and I've been working with Kim for years, and there's mm-hmm. some there's ones that I didn't know about. So can right. I encourage you enough to reach out to the gang over at Encourage and find out how they can help you achieve these things and continue stuff. And similar to what they, I imagine, at Casey, Elizabeth, that many people might have done back in the day mm-hmm. with the Prairie Chicken Festival. And that's what we're going to focus on right now. We've got Casey Martin, Elizabeth Whalen, and with us. Elizabeth, I say that right, Whalen? All right. First time meeting. I want to make sure to get that right. I just real quickly, before we dive into the conversation with you to talk about the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival coming up, I want to thank both of you and all the other members of this organization. Mm-hmm. I came to this community and everything not knowing anything about prairie chickens. I didn't know that was a thing. I honestly didn't.
It's really a rare thing.
It is.
Yes.
And that's all the more reason, Casey, why this group and this organization is so important. Mm-hmm. Keeping things like this... You know, it's great because, first off, they're fun. They're cool. They're interesting. They sound cool, all these different things. But they're also an integral part of Wisconsin history. They're a part of the tapestry of this state.
That
and it's a great thing to be able to keep this around.
Yeah,
yes. So let's get into this a little bit. And if you guys don't mind, I love to rewind. I like to give people origin stories. We haven't gotten to talk in a while. So yeah. Can we get a little bit of the backstory of the festival and how it originated?
Well, it started actually at the Hammerstrom property. I was president of the Wisconsin Center for the Book, which is affiliated with the Library of Congress. And we were looking for book outreach ideas. And I said, let's do a publisher's author-artist event at the property. Because Fran had authored over 11 books, some in foreign languages, and really made science accessible to people that weren't necessarily considering themselves scientific.
Yeah.
And one of her abilities was to speak not only candidly, but creatively.
Yep.
And her writing was the same way. And Elizabeth and I were talking prior to us sitting down here about her sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
In all of her books, the humor rings through. So anyway, I started a book event down there, and mm-hmm. out of that book artists event, a gathering that included nature organizations as well as the authors and publishers, the next year, Sharon Schwab and a group of people said, let's do a festival, and let's do it about the bird.
Mm.
So we're coming up on I put over 20 years in the... in the museum exhibit that mm-hmm. we'll talk about later. But anyway, so it started in technically 2006.
Okay.
And it's evolved, and we've gone through numerous central Wisconsin locations. We've utilized everything from Nepco Lake to Paul J. Olson, Buena Vista Marsh. Community theater was involved mm-hmm. 1 year. I mean, we've really cross-promoted all of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a book at the museum that, to the best of my ability, could acknowledge that 20-year history. Individuals,
oh, cool.
Yourself is included, Carl Hilke's included, because Carl was a huge supporter.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little memory box of him and Dan O'Connell, who we lost this last year.
Mm.
And Dan and Sharon really continued the spearheading and the leadership of this. So Dan was a huge loss. However, Tracy Arnold, his cohort mm-hmm. in crime and mm-hmm. in Nature Works, has really stepped up to the plate. Elizabeth's going to talk more about what Tracy's been adding to the festival. So over 20 years, we've done all sorts of children's activities, bird tours, bird viewing opportunities. And when I said rare bird before, The Timpanoucas cupidopinnatus is one of Wisconsin's rare birds. Mm-hmm. And people came literally internationally mm-hmm. for these viewing opportunities. Yeah. They are select. I believe they're filled for this year. I'm not sure. No. Mm. Good news.
Yeah.
If you've never done it, I did not do it while Fran was living. Mm. However, the year after she passed, I went out with the science teacher from Plainfield, Tom Whalen. Whaley, and sat in a blind and got some pics and saw the dance at dawn. It's if you can do it, do it. You have to get up early, but it's worth it.
So worth it. Like a good sunrise, it's
like
worth it.
Like a good sunrise. So this year we're culminating, too, with more things. We moved the event to the Aaron's Event Barn for the main festival day on Saturday, April 12th. But prior to that, we're working with Macmillan Library for a movie called The Need to Grow on their Monday series. They always work with us to put in some kind of eco-friendly film. So The Need to Grow is airing on Monday the 7th. We have an author coming in on the 11th, Nikki Callio. Nikki won an award for one of the articles she wrote about Fran from the Wausau Daily Herald back in 1998. She's continued her writing life and actually did a book through UWSP's Cornerstone Book Project called Finding the Bones. So Nikki's going to be our featured speaker back at Macmillan. In the middle is the museum exhibit. And then we have the festival activities on Saturday.
It is. There's so much. First, just taking a step and appreciating the growth and evolution of this great festival and where it started and where it's come. So many people over the years helping that happen. I do want to thank you for including Carl. That means a lot to us around here. We really appreciate that. Carl would be very mad at me, though, Casey. I have not complimented you on your hat yet. That is an amazing hat. That is a fantastic hat.
I see that.
Yeah, you got it right there.
The bird pin.
The bird pin,
I see, is the great. The bird pin is from Bird City.
Yes. And cool.
So they are selling pins of the prairie chicken that you can adorn your own hat with.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And I do appreciate the many, many years and everything you've put into this, Casey. I really do appreciate you for that.
Well, and back to Encourage, about a year or a couple years after Fran had passed, I started, they had at the time a Build-A-Fund. So with $250, I started a Build-A-Fund that was called the Hammerstrom Fund for Writing. Mm-hmm. And it was because they were nature writers. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the direction of the fund. Well, we were able to grow that through the help of some of the Hammerstrom family members, as well as many individuals. I mean, it took a long time. It took, I think, 20 years to get it up to a point where we could use the money. But now what we do is underwrite that nature writer that comes into the festival every year and some other nature-related aspects.
Yeah, we've had great nature writers come in the past and stuff. So,
as a side note, I do want to encourage anybody who hasn't, no pun intended, I do it every time you join us, Kim. I do want to tell people, if you haven't read about Fran, and you can, not only a trailblazer on this in particular industry, but just in science in general. I think it gets lost on some people sometimes, and the way that women just did not have an opportunity to be represented in science for so long. And she was one of the integral people that really showed not only that women belong in science and in every industry, but the idea of being able to do something that's so integral today, and something you touched on, Casey, about being able to break things down to where even I can understand it or something. I bring Neil deGrasse Tyson or Bill Nye, these kind of people that could talk about a black hole and make it so we can all understand it. She was like that. She was way ahead of that.
Exactly. And what we've done, too, is we purchased her daughter, Elva Hammerstrom Paulson, is still a renowned illustrator in her own right and a nature illustrator. She has a website on Facebook. You can find her at Elva Paulson, Paulson. But she, after Fran had passed, collected stories and photos from friends and family and put them into an edition called Hammerstrom Stories, Recollections of the Life of Hammy and Fran Hammerstrom. And in here is such a hoot to see how people remembered them and their legacy and all that they did. It's illustrated on the cover by Fran's granddaughter, Lita Judge, who is a successful children's book author, illustrator on the East Coast. Well, those books, Elva's books, Lita's books, Fran's books, are all going to be in a case for people to see at the museum, along with some of the articles about her being that grand dame and one of Wisconsin's best.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so we're going to sell the books at the museum for the month of April. Mm. We're splitting the proceeds, so $10 goes to the museum and $10 goes to the Chick Fest.
That's awesome. Thank you for that, Casey. Appreciate it. Elizabeth, we haven't gotten to make you work. I mean, talk to you yet. No. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. It's great to meet you.
Thank you.
Real quick, before we dive into the dates of the event and location and everything, how did you get involved with this?
Actually, I'm part of Clean Green Action, and I am part of the Wisconsin Rapids Bird City. Mm-hmm. And so I was helping out with them out at the Chick Fest, and then, of course, I had to do a blind. And let me tell you, that was the most amazing experience. I mean, to be out there in the morning, in the dark, with strangers. Wait a minute. That might have been a different experience when I was young. Yeah. Anyway.
So good.
It was, and to have that booming happen, and you feel that the percussion before you see anything. Wow. And it just goes through you, and you're like, what's this? Mm-hmm. And then the light starts to rise, and you see them out on the lek, and they're, you know, jumping and strutting and dancing. And it was an amazing, you know, and I'm a naturalist at heart, and I, and so that was my first, you know, first taste of it. And so it's like, well, yeah.
You're hooked. You're in now. Yeah.
You know, let me know what I can do to help. Last year I helped with the Grassland bus tour, which we still have openings for on that Saturday morning. If you're not quite ready to get up at 4 a.m. and be out there on those days. But we, so we still have openings for that. And then we also added, because I'm, you know, a diehard, we added some extra days on Thursday and Friday out at Paul J. Olson for some more blinds to be open. So wonderful. It gives people a little bit more opportunity. So we do have openings still out at Paul J. Olson. And it'll be amazing.
What are the dates of the fest, and where is it going to be located?
Yeah, so we pretty much are meeting on the festival day, that is the 12th, on at Aaron's Event Barn. Do I need the address?
3471 County C in Stevens Point.
Yeah, yeah. And they're so gracious to us. And they're, you know, it's kind of a connection with the farmers of Mill Creek Watershed. And so
free
we have
breakfast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't forget the breakfast that we have catered. So breakfast, we have speakers, we have exhibitors, we have, all, you know, different environmental groups coming. It's going to really be an interesting silent auction. Oh, and the Kestrels.
And the Kestrels are going to be there.
So
that's nice.
That'll be great.
Goose
the Kestrel. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really fun event. And while all of this is really amazing. Maybe you have taken this event in before. If you have, then you don't need me to tell you there are no reruns with this event. Yeah. Every time is very unique, very different. So if it's been a while or you have taken it in before, cannot encourage you enough to. Yeah. And this is not one of those things that you can recreate on your laptop. You can pull up. There's lots of great footage of prairie chickens and those things that you can look up and see. This is one of those ones that you to experience what we're talking about here, to feel what we're talking about here. You gotta be there. You got to be there in person to really take it in.
And there's new elements every year.
Yeah, this year we're actually, Tracy Arnold has really helped us out. She has organized this wonderful event on Tuesday, April 8th. It's going to be at the Southwood County Rec Center. And it's going to be Booming Bob, the Greater Prairie Chicken mascot. in costume, and you know, kind of think Big Bird's wild cousin there. Mm-hmm. And
we had the pleasure of meeting Booming Bob. Yeah. Booming Bob is something.
Yeah. And so he'll be out there with numerous friends for a meet and greet on the ice. So it'll be a free skate opportunity. Friends in attendance will include Smokey Bear, Roscoe Rafter, Mid-States Grit the Cougar, and Wisconsin Rapids Visitor Bureau Cranberry Guy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you've ever wanted some photo ops, is going to be big.
So are they all on the ice?
There may be a few that are skating. That's Tracy's department.
Yeah. I would watch from the side.
You got to show up to find out. You got to show up. There you go.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And that's from 6 until 8.
And we're also trying to have the Rudolph Rock painted.
Mm-hmm. Mm, cool.
With the chick.
Oh, wow. Tracy, great idea.
Yeah. Tracy Arnold came up with that. Knew an artist in, I believe, Wauwega, an art instructor, and he's going to brave the elements and get out and
That's
paint
awesome.
The rock.
We have to wrap up, unfortunately, because I could talk to you guys for another hour or so. But I do want to remind everybody that you can find out more about this, be a part of the group, and certainly take in this amazing festival, the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival, coming up. Be sure to find out more about it. Make plans at wisprairiechickens.org, wisprairiechickens.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Sign up for the newsletter. Keep up to date on all this great stuff. And we'll be promoting it on our morning shows and making sure that you guys got a great turnout for this one.
And the entire month of April, visit the Southwood County Historical Museum, and just I think you'll find a lot to discover in that exhibit.
Yeah, absolutely, Casey. Absolutely. And Kim, if you don't mind, I did want to remind everybody as well to learn more about funds at Encourage by visiting encouragecf.org, encouragecf.org. To donate, visit the website and click give, or better yet, call and make an appointment to visit them in person at 478 East Grand Avenue. Their office hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Thursday. Reach out and impact this community more than you ever could have dreamed with Encourage. We appreciate y'all so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the time, everybody. We appreciate it. And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, we are locally grown radio.